This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:36 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar in studio today with Philip C. We're turning our attention to the local shipping industry because operations at the 12th busiest port in the world, that's Port Klang, if you didn't know, they were severely affected last weekend by the floods. And this was made worse by multiple road and highway closures. Even yesterday morning, the Elite and NKVE highways were flooded again after several hours of rain.
Although Transport Minister Dato' Sri Wee Ka Siong announced that operations are returning to normal, what were the damages inflicted by this disaster and its domino effect on the supply chain? And have shipping costs reached its peak?
So for an industry view, we speak to Ui Lian Hin, Chairman of the Shipping Association of Malaysia, or SAM. Good morning, Mr. Ui. Thanks very much for joining us today. How badly was Port Klang affected by the recent floods? Could you maybe describe for us the scale of damages and the disruption that was caused?
Yeah, good morning. I think the effect of the flood affects everybody. The logistics side or the shipping side, the disruption was more in terms of the movement of goods because, you know, you could not, because of the flood situation, a lot of access road was closed. Then you also have disruption in the labor force affecting overall capacity. Example, workers reporting to work in the port terminal were affected because their homes were flooded and they couldn't commute to work. Likewise, for all the other people in the chain, like the trucking people, the warehouse people, they are all affected because we are all in the same community, right? And of course, to some extent, production has been disrupted as well for factories that are located in the flood areas. So this all has an impact on shipping. But I think we are Asians. Asians, somehow or other, we will find a way to return back to normal very quickly. So I'm confident that the services would resume back to normal in a very short time.
Okay, so that means there was no infrastructure damage. It was just an issue of people reaching the ports. Is that correct?
That's correct. Of course, infrastructure damage, you have some houses some warehouses being flooded that may affect the goods being stored there because in Port Klang, we have a lot of warehouses. We are actually what we call go-downs or grounded warehouses, which are not elevated. So those kind of warehouses will have some issues with water damages on their goods, right? Apart from that, I think, of course, the roads leading to the ports and all that, a lot of potholes after the effect of the flood. So it depends on how quickly the government rectify all those potholes.
So at the moment, would you say that activity has returned to normal or are there still issues holding up operations?
Almost getting back to normal, really.
Okay. Almost getting back to normal, but not quite normal, I suppose.
Yeah, of course, there's still some people who cannot report to work, right? Because their houses remain flooded. People who live in those areas like Sri Muda and all that, right?
Yeah. I guess for me, then the question is time. Like, how much does this delay delivery of goods? And, you know, with this, does it compound the matter? Because prior to even this flood, we already have issues on supply chain constraints and logistics issues, right? So with the flood, doesn't it compound the time that we're going to get our goods and all that? So is Christmas going to be affected for many people?
Yes, it does. It does compound the problem because Port Klang was already having a situation where the terminal is quite congested. The yard utilization is already near to 100%. That is a global issue that is affecting us. We didn't cause the problem, but the problem came from the West because they couldn't fix their issues, right? And of course, it does compound a bit. But as I said earlier, we are Asians. We somehow will find a way to correct the problem.
So when do you see supply chain issues easing? Is there a kind of timeline that you have in mind in terms of when you think the situation will normalize and we'll see less pressure on shipping?
Globally, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the issue really depends on the Western world. I mean, because Joe Biden today says that in the CNN news that somehow they have tried to fix the problem and they are confident that all the gifts will be delivered for the Christmas holiday. But the issue, as we all know, it is more than that. I think it is they have very strong unions, right? The Western world have very strong unions, and the issues until the Western world can correct the disruption in the logistics in their homeland, land logistic, driver issues, shortage of chassis, port congestions, we will have a flow-on effect or snowball effect, because we are all interconnected to this global supply chain thing, right? So if there is a problem in California, ships are delayed berthing to the tune of 18 days waiting for berth, it affects overall round voyage of a ocean voyage shipping service. So that affects capacity. It contracts effective capacity of container ships. Mm-hmm. So that has an impact on the overall demand and supply. Supply remains tight. So we believe that 2022 will remain very tight because of these issues in the disruption of the landside logistics movement over in the Western world.
Yeah, I know. I want to get your perspective as well. You talk about the bottlenecks all taking place in the rest of the world. What are the opportunities in Malaysia, right? What can we do to upgrade our infrastructure here to be really a world leader in terms of logistics then? Because you kind of imply that actually we are a sturdy group of people here who can kind of ride through this whole challenges. You know, what can we do to elevate it and take it to the next level?
Well, we actually have done pretty well. I think the Malaysia, we have built very good transshipment hub ports, and being located right in the Straits of Malacca, we actually have done pretty well in developing ourselves as a transshipment hub, both in Port Klang and also in the Port of Tanjung Pelapas. So I think we can continue to invest in terms of the capacity building for ports. I believe that both Port Klang and PDP are looking in the direction as well. Of course, our neighboring country, Singapore, is very far ahead. They are building a fully automated terminal in Tuas. So those are the things that we need to do. We need to build capacity because global trade continues to grow. And today, especially today, there's a lot of backlog cargo that actually is being held over in the terminals like Singapore or Port Klang for that matter, because of the shortage of capacity, these containers are lying here for quite a while. It is not a happy problem, but you know, it is nevertheless affects the terminal congestion because the utilization rate of the boxes over our terminals goes up, and then that affects productivity. There's a lot of shifting that is required to be done in moving containers.
And you know, if we take a step back, as you were saying, right, these floods did kind of have some disruption and damage to the warehouses. But, you know, let's just plan a bit longer out. And if we have more extreme weather conditions and more floods coming through, right, where do you think the infrastructure needs to be put in place to kind of flood-proof this really critical infrastructure that we have across Malaysia, right, on our ports? Where are the vulnerable locations that we need to look at?
Firstly, I think the drainage system has to improve. That is something the government needs to quickly look at, because with global warming and all that, this is going to be almost a yearly event. We're going to have adverse weather conditions. We've seen a lot of that happening around the world. Of course, if you talk about warehouses, there needs to be warehouses, new warehouses that are built needs to be the kind that is elevated with a loading ramp. You know, you cannot build them on the ground, because if you have warehouses on the ground, which is cheaper, of course, but then you're not flood-proof. Whenever there's a flood, that's going to be a problem for you, because the water level will rise and then your goods will be affected. So I think this is the two areas that I can think of. One is the drainage system, and the other one is for the warehouse operator. They really seriously need to look at building warehouses which are elevated rather than grounded warehouses.
Mr. Uy, thanks very much for giving us your take on how the shipping industry is impacted by the floods, as well as its outlook for the year ahead. That was Uy Lian Hin, Chairman of the Shipping Association of Malaysia, or SAM.
Yeah, you know, I think he did say that the floods did cause some disruption, but not major, right? And it was more about accessing out the workers heading to the ports with some warehouses, I think, inflicting some damage, but not major. But I liked his point that the drainage system really needs to be fixed. We need to think about elevating the warehouses houses to kind of flood-proof in the future, even like weather-proof this critical infrastructure. And we know the result of this pandemic that this infrastructure is so critical, right, to connect and bring goods across the world.
That's right. So these are certainly long-term measures that need to be thought of and implemented for the future. I don't know if you've seen this, Philip, but over because of the floods, there were images from the warehouse of the Big Bad Wolf company. And they showed like so many books just ruined by the floods. It hurts my heart to see all those books floating in water. And it's just one example of how badly the floods have affected businesses here in Malaysia.
Absolutely. So, and I think flood warning systems need to be much better and how our response systems are, right? We've had this conversation about the lack of coordination, the lack of how we make sure that the moment we send something or see something wrong, that the systems are all ready, right? And that there's no finger pointing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.